So this is Beck, some sad news, as we just heard a moment ago. We refer to him as the godfather of Australian music, Michael Gudinski, passing away overnight in Melbourne. The man behind many of an Aussie tour. He brought the Foo Fighters to Australia just a couple of years ago. I know he was working on another Foo Fighters tour, but due to COVID, that sadly couldn't happen. But a great relationship he has with that band. I remember a party here in Sydney. The Foo Fighters were here to bring the new album out, and he was there drinking a few beers, hanging out with Dave Grohl and trying to organise a tour, which would go on to happen a few months later on. He brought the famous Slippery When Wet tour to Australia. There was the Blood Sugar Sex Magik tour, the first Chili Peppers tour to Australia. And, of course, the Aerosmith Pump Tour. This is Michael talking about bringing Aerosmith to Australia.
It's a pretty easy one, and it's the God's truth. I remember when we toured Aerosmith, who have only ever been to Australia once. I remember flying to Buffalo to see them. That's one of my tricks, is you go somewhere in the middle of bullshit. You don't turn up in L.A. and New York, and you've got every film star and agent and local promoter, so you turn up in the middle of nowhere. And I'd been to L.A. for a couple of days, and it was bloody freezing in Buffalo, and it was the days when I still had long hair and looked like a massive hippie, and I was absolutely freezing. I turned up at this gig and they said, man, and they welcomed me with open arms because they said, we can't believe you flown all the way to Australia to Buffalo to see us. And when we finally got them to Australia, I thought it was going to be one of the great wild rock tours, and it was one of those tours where we had all the mini bars cleared out. There was a doctor came out from Boston. They were all off drugs. They were all not drinking. And I remember on the last night in the great old Perth Entertainment Centre, it was the last night of the tour, and Steve Tyler with a wily grin, he came up and he said, hey boss, I'll do an extra encore tonight if you can have three naked women in the backstage shower for me when I come off for the encore. So it wasn't too hard to find three girls that were willing to do it, and yes, I did pull it off, and he did go in the shower and came out with a big smile, and he went on and did two extra encores, and I'm sure that's something that he won't forget.
And one of Michael's great friendships was with Jimmy Barnes. You're going to find out in a moment why at the end of a gig Michael had to take Jimmy to hospital with his fist wrapped up and it was bleeding. You'll get to that in a moment. It is Double Shot Tuesday. I think it's appropriate we're getting to Aerosmith, one of the biggest tours he brought to Sydney. Dylan Rock, Sydney. And may he rock in peace. Michael Gudinski from Mushroom Records of Frontier Touring, sadly passing away overnight at the age of 68. The man behind many, many, many incredible Aussie tours, including Aerosmith when they came here. And also incredible friendships. He's friends with all the managers, all the key people, all the bands, bringing the Foo Fighters to Australia three times. But also one of his greatest friendships is with Jimmy Barnes. They weren't always seeing eye to eye. They did fight like cat and dog many times, but when you saw them at places like the Aries, you saw that there was a real connection there between Barnsley and Michael Gudinski. And Michael has one of the greatest stories ever when it comes to Jimmy Barnes.
Well, I don't know if it's the greatest, but it was certainly dramatic. And, you know, in the day, as it's well documented, I mean, Jimmy used to get really fired up. And, you know, he was a performer that really, really was all about performing live. And, you know, he used to grill the band, and he used to, you know, if the band were off one night, he'd go backstage and just rip the shit out of them, and he'd get himself in such a frenzy. And I remember I was on an Eagles or one of the big Frontier tours, and Jimmy was doing a huge tour of his own, and I think he was doing four or five nights, which was amazing. This was before the Rod Laver Arena at the old swimming pool, which was the venue in Melbourne. He was doing a huge sold-out run of nights, and I think I turned up for the third or fourth night, and I hadn't seen him for a couple of weeks. And I went back as soon as he finished before the encores, and you know, I just went, man, you've just nailed it. You're killing them. The crowd, you know, I was just so fired up. He was like shadow boxing. He was fired up, and he just went smash and put his fist straight through the mirror in the dressing room.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it. And like, he had his hand wrapped in a T-shirt. He went on stage and did the encore with blood dripping off his hand. This is God's truth. I had the car waiting outside, and Jane, my wife, and Jimmy just went straight to the Alfred Hospital. And let me tell you, he was in there for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. He still got a shocking scar on his hand, and it was just natural excitement. I absolutely panicked, and I'll never forget it. He came out sad and sorry for the hospital, and Jane absolutely ripped the living shreds off him, and I thought, you poor bastard. You've just done an amazing show. You've got a bit excited and taken a mirror out. But let me tell you, he was luckily, you know, he had to, you know, going through that straight after a gig. But Jimmy, in the true tradition, the show must go on. He's cancelled so few gigs. It's all about performance to him, and you know, he'll be out there doing it till the day he dies. He just gets better and better.
Well, there we go. That's the ultimate tribute also from Michael to Jimmy. Two great friends of the industry, and we're all very sad. A man who's brought us so much joy over the years, so many great tours. Michael Gudinski from Mushroom Records passing away overnight. Here's Jimmy on Triple M.